Senate debate on immigration.
This legislation puts us on the best path forward.
The flu's economic fallout.
More than $21 billion in lost productivity.
Hurricane victims face housing crunch.
It's so expensive. Everything is just so hard.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. On Twitter this morning, President Trump says this will be our last chance to hammer out a DACA deal. The push for action comes as lawmakers begin to tackle immigration.
The yeas are 97. The nays are one.
The Senate is pushing ahead with debate on immigration, a subject fraught with emotion and competing interests. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer wants a bill focused on the Dreamers.
Every ounce of our energy is going into finding one that can pass.
Republican Charles Grassley said it has to address multiple issues.
Fix a real problem by providing border security and certainty for DACA kids.
President Trump also wants to address chain migration and the visa lottery. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
From Phoenix, CBS's Manuel Bajorquez says a father who's been deported twice and took up refuge in a church has been given a reprieve.
Jesus Barones' application for a stay was denied last week by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The agency reversed itself Monday, citing humanitarian grounds. Barones and his 10-year-old daughter, Adelie, were overwhelmed.
I'm going to get to go home with my kids and my wife.
The 30-year-old undocumented immigrant has to regularly check in with the local ICE office. He also can get a driver's license and a work permit for a year.
In this bad flu season, correspondent Vladimir Dutier says plenty of people are sick and some business bottom lines are feeling it too.
My kids got sick, I got sick, my parents got sick. Since we're a family business, we just closed down for a week.
After five of its seven employees called out sick last month, Sherry's Chocola Art in Kalamazoo, Michigan had to temporarily shut its doors. That immediately impacted the store's bottom line, says manager Ashley Rafferty.
It's a huge amount of profit lost, and then employees not getting paid, that affected them too.
Employee consulting firm Challenger Gray & Christmas estimates this season the virus could cause about 25 million employees to miss at least 4 8-hour shifts. The study projects that could cost the U.S. economy more than $21 billion in lost productivity.
An American teenager struck gold at the Winter Games in South Korea. CBS's Steve Futterman's covering the Olympics. He joins us live.
Well, Steve, she is 17 years old, and today Chloe Kim had two nations cheering for her, the U.S. and Korea, where her parents are from. And she easily won the gold in the women's halfpipe.
A 98.25. for Chloe Kim.
A near-perfect score. The call on Westwood One. 4 years ago, Kim was one of the best in the world, but she was too young, 13, to compete in the Olympics. This time, age was not a factor.
When you work for something so long and it's finally here and you just go home with the best possible outcome, it's amazing.
Later tonight, U.S. time, America's most famous snowboard star, the Flying Tomato, Shaun White, will compete in the men's halfpipe. Right now, the U.S. women's hockey team is taking on the Olympic athletes from Russia. Right now, the U.S. leads 1-0 in the second period. Live at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
In Florida, time is running out for hundreds of people in temporary housing who fled Puerto Rico when Hurricane Maria hit. We're live this morning in Orlando with CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, Rosemary Martinez says things got so bad back home.
I just decided to just leave. I couldn't take it anymore.
Martinez has been living in a motel room near Orlando with her 4-year-old son and their cousin for weeks while trying to find something more permanent.
I've been looking everywhere, and it's just like it's so expensive. Everything is just so hard.
And FEMA money is running out. The agency is considering extending those rooms only for about 5 weeks. As of last month, more than 1,500 families were in FEMA-approved hotels here in Central Florida. There's not nearly enough affordable housing here to help them. Steve?
Donald Trump Jr.'s wife went to the hospital after opening an envelope addressed to her husband at her mother's Manhattan apartment. WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer.
Someone used her address to send a threatening letter containing white powder to the president's son. Since Don Jr. is under federal protection, all his mail is screened. The mail coming here is not. Police sources say the letter contained threats of a political nature.
Everyone's okay. The substance turned out to be cornstarch. The White House has blamed a backlog of thousands of security clearances on the FBI. The Bureau says not true. CBS's Jeff Pagay says either way, it has more than a dozen people with interim clearances, including Jared Kushner, roaming the White House.
Chris Swecker is a former assistant director of the FBI. He says some officials in the Clinton administration relied on interim clearances, but that it is unusual for so many officials to not have full security clearances at this point.
And to have someone with an interim security clearance for over a year seems very excessive. It sort of defeats the purpose of having a security clearance process.
Lisa Brown was a staff secretary in President Obama's White House.
You want to make sure that they aren't working for a foreign government, that they're upright and honest person, that they aren't somehow going to be susceptible to blackmail.
Analysts are parsing the $4.4 trillion White House budget proposal. CBS's Steve Dorsey says in the midst of a planned spending increase, there are reductions.
The budget proposal's biggest losers include the State Department and the arts. Among the deepest cuts at state, a reduction of about $126 million to the Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs. Meanwhile, funding would wind down for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Two Baltimore police detectives convicted of robbery, racketeering, and conspiracy, and they face decades in prison. Acting U.S. Attorney Stephen Schenning says they were part of a task force who stole cash and drugs and lied under oath.
That was the business model for this organization. They thought if you rob drug dealers, they have no place to go.
Four former detectives testified at the trial for the prosecution. It's Fat Tuesday in New Orleans. Music and organized mayhem to mark Mardi Gras.
What a crowd! How are y'all doing? Happy Mardi Gras!
Two major parades will be held today to cap things off. It's been a rough winter stretch in parts of the Appalachians, and as CBS's Jim Krasulda tells us, the problem isn't snow, it's rain.
Flooding caused by days of heavy rain has washed away homes, businesses, roads, and bridges in parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia, where several counties are under state of emergency. Judy Casalino lives in hard-hit Floyd County in eastern Kentucky.
Anytime 3 inches of rain or more, myself is along with several other people along the river gets flooded.
No one has been seriously hurt in the widespread flooding. More rain is in the forecast later in the week across Appalachia. Jim Krasulda, CBS News.
It seems Amazon is doing nothing but growing, but some who work at the company's Seattle headquarters are about to get let go. Amazon says there will be a small number of layoffs. The online giant continues to hire in other areas in other parts of the world. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.